Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Skydance is another new early maturing wheat variety created by OSU researchers and marketed by Oklahoma Genetics. A progeny of the legendary variety Billings, Skydance is best suited for southwest and central Oklahoma. Skydance has improved mildew protection, an outstanding disease package, strong acid soil tolerance, and high test weight. Skydance can recover quickly in late planting situations and is tough enough for organic production. It's been verified by the Wheat Quality Council. Get Skydance, another of OSU's golden grain varieties. Log on to okgenetics.com.
Make plans to attend the Chris Black 19th Annual Cream of the Crop Female and Bull Sale, Saturday, June 13th, 12:30 at the ranch near Crawford, Oklahoma. Offering 350 outstanding fall AI heifers, cows, and 20 head of 20-month-old herd bulls, including Hereford, Angus, Charley, Sim Angus, and Red Composites. Most all breeds and volume. Online catalog, video, and sale information can be found at blackherfordranch.com, or for more information, call 580-309-0711. Well, cash cattle has turned into another week of light trade that developed throughout the week. Although daily price moves seem to have slightly narrowed trading range the past weeks, the continued erosion in prices as the week continues points to steady market losses and the expectation that further pressure may develop, maybe develop today. We've seen cash cattle trade in our part of the country $5 to $8, $162 to $65 on a dress basis. Steady shift lower will continue to leave uncertainty of where the market average price will land, which will not be seen until early next week. Growing uncertainty of pork demand growth over the next couple of months continues to limit market support through the entire complex, with Thursday's weekly export sales report showing lackluster activity the first week of June. Traders seem to be reassigned to the fact that sluggish overall pork movement, especially in export markets, may be the trend over the next few months. Weaker wheat markets overnight with the follow-through selling pressure after the double-digit losses yesterday in Kansas City. Hard red winter wheat futures are now starting at their sixth lower close in a row, which would be the longest losing streak in the life of the contract. The combination of a larger production estimate than expected, along with evolving harvest pressure in the southern plains, seems to combine to catch wheat traders off guard. Corn futures are mixed from the overnight, with firmer trade on old crop contracts, while the new crop portion of the curve is posting small losses. With the gains in July corn, the contract is following through on the positive session yesterday following the June WASDE, which did little to change the overall narrative currently in place. Weather is a mixed bag, with much of the Midwest staring at dry weather the next 7 to 10 days while temps are normal to above. And the soy complex is firmer overnight, led by soybean oil, which is up about a half percentage point. Soybeans are continuing their small winning streak, which is now at 3 days. We're going to check futures in just a moment.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
Livestock futures, June live cattle up 22 cents yesterday, 96.82. August down 5, 96.45. August feeder cattle down 50 cents, 132.17. September down 90 cents, 133.25. July hogs down 67 cents, 52.12. August down 95 cents, 54.87. Kansas City wheat, July down 10.5, 447. September down 10.25, 455 and 3 quarters. Chicago wheat, July down 7 cents, 499 and a quarter. September down 5 and 3 quarters at 505 and 3 quarters. July corn up 3.5, 329 and 3 quarters. September up 3.25, 335. July soybeans up a half, 866. August up a quarter penny at 868. July cotton down 49 cents, 6002. And the December's down 83 cents, 5949. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.